Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. True or false? The kingdom of heaven is found in Europe near Luxembourg. Now, there was a time in my ministry when I gave a kind of a pretest to catechism students, and a question like that was usually on it. Of course, the answer is false, but it leads to other questions. What is the kingdom of heaven? Is it the same as the kingdom of God? Is it a place or is it something else? There are lots of questions that we have about the kingdom. And the amazing thing is that Jesus talks about it a lot. In Matthew's gospel this morning, we hear Jesus talk about the kingdom of heaven. But in the other gospels, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. Why is that? Well, first of all, Matthew was a Jewish Christian whose audience would not want to hear God's name used willy-nilly, and so Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven this morning. But it is also exactly the same thing as the kingdom of God. And you see, rather than just being one place, the kingdom of heaven is an event, it's an experience. It is the presence of God. It is the blessings, the gifts. It's the love of God that we receive and are then called on to live and share for others. You see, the kingdom is universal in its scope, like all of the different terrain where the seeds were sown in this parable of the sower. The kingdom is mysterious, in that we don't really know how seeds grow or how yeast works or anything like that. The kingdom is also real and actual. We feel it. We know it. We share it. We experience the kingdom really. And as followers of Jesus and children of God, the kingdom is the place or the moment. It is the time. It is the event that we are always looking to be part of. Walking into Walmart from the parking lot one day, I saw three young men ahead of me, and they were approaching an elderly gentleman emptying his cart, and I was worried that they were going to harass this gentleman. Now, I don't know why I was worried about that, but I was. And when they came up to the man, one of them asked if he could help him unload his cart. The man responded that he was almost finished and thanked them for the offer. And then they took the man's cart back with them into the store when he was finished. I had been worried about a negative confrontation, and instead, I caught a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, Jesus tells us. It's the smallest of seeds, which is why we usually think that the mustard seed in question is talking about us because we are of little faith and all the rest of that. But Jesus says that it is the kingdom that is the mustard seed. To me, that means that there are times when we're not sure if God is there, and God is still there. Eventually, we see it. Eventually, we understand it. Eventually, we feel the love of God around us. In that parking lot, I didn't see God to begin with, but by the end of the encounter, the birds were nesting and grace was palpable. Jesus continues teaching today by saying that the kingdom of heaven is like yeast. Again, an itty-bitty thing that makes dough. When the yeast is mixed with the flour and the water and the sugar, you can't find the yeast anymore, but it is the yeast that transforms the flour and the water and the sugar into dough and eventually bread, rolls, or cinnamon rolls. Like the seed growing, the yeast works its mysterious work. And delight and joy are our experience. Whether it is an artisanal loaf that you learn to make watching YouTube during COVID, or if it's 50 pounds of flour like Jesus is talking about in the parable, the kingdom is real and powerful. It is transformative. Even if it can be difficult to see, it still works for real. Jesus continues by then saying that the kingdom of heaven, the presence of God, is like a treasure. Here, Jesus is encouraging us to search for that treasure, to search for those kingdom moments around us, those moments where we get to interject God's love, like me witnessing the encounter in the Walmart parking lot. Jesus is encouraging us to discover the kingdom and then cherish it, participate in it, keep the kingdom going. It's like people who volunteered part of their week to help with Vacation Bible School this summer. Or it's like those who volunteer and help at the thrift store. It's like those who help people without homes or jobs. It's like those helping people who struggle with addiction. It's being a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on. It's so much more than that and all sorts of things just like it. When we see the kingdom, we are called to keep it going, to make it so that more and more and more people can see that treasure that is God's love and presence, to see that treasure that is the kingdom of God with hope and peace. But then Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like the merchant searching for pearls. God is the merchant and we are the pearls. Think about that. We are the pearls. And God is obsessed with finding us and is extravagant in his willingness to make us his own. There is no price God is not willing to pay. God sent his son. God became human in Jesus that we might know and feel, that we might experience the kingdom of heaven in his presence and in his love. We are the prizes that God strives for, as well as being the children he hopes to inspire. And then finally today, Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is a net that catches all fish. Once again, Jesus is showing us the universal nature of the kingdom, the universal nature of God's love. None are missed. Now, like the weeds and the wheat, there will be a sorting at the end, but that sorting is not done by us. God's love touches everyone, every one of us and all the people in all creation. Now, how we react, how we respond, how we share or not, how we love or not is where we stand right now. But you see, like in this final parable, the Apostle Paul in Romans today reminds us that nothing separates us from God's love. Nothing. Not our frailties or failings, not our success and compassion. Not the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful selves. Not our fear of trying or our fear of failing or whatever else it is that we're afraid of. God's love is out there in the world. Sometimes as small as a mustard seed or yeast. Sometimes it is as exciting as a treasure. God's love and presence. The kingdom of heaven is here now. It is at the table and at the font. It is on the steps with the children or with the praise team or with Becky. The kingdom of heaven is in the pews. It's on the live stream or the radio broadcast or the blogs. The kingdom of heaven is also out there beyond our doors. In parking lots and store aisles, in school hallways, on factory floors, in offices and restaurant booths, wherever it is that we go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I believe that that is the message that Jesus really wants to share with us all today. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we have a role to play in bringing that love of God with us. We have a role to play in following Jesus into the world so that we can love for the sake of all, from our friends and family to the least of these, our sisters and brothers. God loves us, searches for us, and saved us in the love of Jesus, God now encourages us to search for those moments when we might bring the kingdom, share the love, live God's dream for all creation. We get a chance to do that today, tomorrow, and always. So let's go. Amen.